Okay. Are we broadcasting?
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It's a little past 9 o'clock this morning, and I want to call the special meeting of the commission to order. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Christman, do you have any?
I do not.
Commissioner Kalk?
Yes, Madam Chair. If it pleases the commission, although this may be, I guess, my portfolio, technically we've appointed Randy as kind of our lead guy, so if it's okay with him, I think he can do the motions today if necessary. And the last thing is, before we drop off at the end, I'd like to reschedule that personnel meeting tomorrow. But other than that, just thanks for letting me call in, and I'm on my way to Granville.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Okay, since we don't really have any other issues to discuss, we'll just jump into the issue at hand. This meeting concerns the state of North Dakota litigation challenging the EPA rule, standards of performance for greenhouse gas emissions from new, modified, and reconstructed stationary sources, carbon pollution emissions guidelines. In the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, State of North Dakota versus Environmental Protection Agency et al., number 15-1381, and consolidated cases, PSC case number PU-15-702. This matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than in an open meeting. Is there such a motion?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move the Commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in this litigation challenging the EPA rule, standards of performance for greenhouse gas emissions from new, modified, and reconstructed stationary sources, carbon pollution emission guidelines in the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, State of North Dakota versus Environmental Protection Agency et al., number 15-1381, and consolidated cases in North Dakota versus the United States EPA carbon pollution emission guidelines final rule information case number PU-15-702.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, I proceed with a roll call vote. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Aye.
Commissioner Christman?
Aye.
Commissioner Kalk?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. There are no public members of the public here for the record. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting, I'm hoping, by 9:25. Does that seem reasonable?
I think it's reasonable, yes.
All right. The minutes will show that the executive session time began at 9:08 and was attended by myself, Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, Commissioner Randy Christman, Commissioner Brian Kalk by phone, Executive Secretary Daryl Nitschke, Esther Jangula, our two legal counsel, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco and Jack Hsu, and another Assistant Attorney General, Special Assistant Attorney General Paul Seabee. Anybody else participating? Okay. All right. We can stop the recording.